This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with my special co-host this morning, Janet Jukes, and myself, Tessa. I think we are the only people not on holidays.
Very, very possibly, I think. But it's very nice, actually, to be in Melbourne, except my favourite coffee shop is closed. It's very nice to be in Melbourne when nobody else is, isn't it?
Yeah, that is lovely.
Actually park outside my house.
Oh, wow. So we've just been chatting about drugs. We're now going to move on to another conversation, which is very dear to our hearts and very close to our interests. We're going to chat with the CEO of the National Youth Mental Health Organisation called Headspace about their recent agreement to work with the Victorian Government on an anti-bullying package. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Great to have you on the wires this morning, and thank you for being available while everybody else is on holidays, except for
pleasure.
Us.
That's fine.
So, Jason, you've recently agreed to partner with the Victorian Government. Doesn't come without a price, of course. There's a $4.5 million allocation of funds to this project to really develop an anti-bullying program to be rolled out in Victorian schools. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. Look, the anti-bullying package is a combination of two things, really. One is around to support students who are experiencing levels of distress as a result of being bullied, either in the schoolyard or indeed through online means as well. And second of all is to help teachers and school support staff in the identification of bullying, and also those more at-risk behaviours around suicide, suicide ideation and so forth. So it's a two-pronged attack, if you like. One is around providing actual clinical services for students, and also supporting teachers and support staff.
Sounds fantastic. I was going to ask you, how did this project come to being?
The Victorian government, I've got to say, in similar ways to other jurisdictions around the country, and also through the Prime Minister as well, have in more recent times identified, in particular, cyberbullying, but just bullying in general, is becoming a growing issue of concern for young people and also parents and schools, and how best to tackle that. And I guess what came about was really following a COAG meeting, which was really a meeting of Prime Minister and Ministers, the Prime Minister and Premiers, is to basically say, look, this is a national issue, and the Victorian response has been extremely welcomed in a way that they're putting not only just funding towards awareness campaigns, but, you know, obviously they are effective in themselves, but dealing with the realities now that schools are looking for services, schools are looking for support, mental health support by clinicians to actually talk over some of those issues with students so that they can actually get on top of bullying earlier, work out how best to deal with it, and what professional supports beyond that they can access.
And, of course, the numbers are massive. According to a PwC report that was commissioned by the Alana and Madeline Foundation, they found that approximately 228,000 Victorian school students experience bullying every year, and there's over 136,000 bullies. Now, that's a massive number of people. Jason,
it's a big number, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's massive.
Our stats will show too that around 1 in 6 Australian school students between 7 and 17 report they've been bullied at least once a week.
It's actually
1 in 6 Australian school students aged between 7 and 17. And look, this is I've got to say it's a growing issue, but I guess it's a bit like mental health. People say, gee, is mental health worse than it used to be? I would say it's actually being realised through discussions like this one, and through more socialisation of the impacts of bullying and impacts of mental health has on society. So look, maybe we're just realising what's been occurring for some time. And look, when you get big numbers, it looks like it's really problematic how we're going to address this. But if you break it down, as the Victorian government has, they're going to offer eligible Victorian secondary schools to access mental health supports via services through Headspace Centres, of which there's 24 in Victoria, and also utilising telephone-based counselling services through the eHeadspace platform based in Melbourne.
One of the really interesting questions as a mother of teenage daughters is around, you know, when do you intervene? I mean, there's a lot of, a lot of kids experience... I went and saw Love, Simon, the movie last night, and I think it really resonated because it was quite similar, but I found myself watching it from a parent's point of view rather than a coming out point of view at school. And I guess the question is really around, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening at school. It's part of that age when people are starting to work out how to relate to each other and where they fit in the world. And a lot of that is unacceptable behaviour. But when should parents get involved?
Oh, look, I think parents, it's a really, sometimes answers like mine now will be viewed as, well, that sounds simple, but when you actually, as a parent as well of teenage kids, I know exactly what you're thinking around. When do you get involved? When should I be concerned? And is it likely to lead to further complications in their development and also result in other mental health issues that may emerge? Well, I think it's really about, when you do see, mood swings, withdrawal, consistent sort of locking themselves away in the bedroom and not communicating, or perhaps their diet slipping away, they're either eating more or actually withdrawing from food or drink and so forth. So there's signs and symptoms, but really it comes down to the conversation and really finding a safe place and being prepared to have that conversation maybe two or three times, not just the once, about their situation. Listen to them and let them know that they're not alone. In other words, talk to them about what's happening at school, how they're feeling. Reassure them too that things will get better, and a lot of that will get better by having a conversation. It may not be you as the parent; it might actually be the footy coach, the netball coach, or the someone that they associate with in a social setting, or the next door neighbour.
Yeah, so obviously schools have a really important role, and so their ability to deal with LGBTIQ bullying and be able to recognise that, because obviously when kids aren't ready to talk to their families, but they might need to talk to somebody else because they are experiencing bullying or anxiety or depression. So tell us a little bit about the Safe Minds training. We've only got about 1 minute left, I think, but tell us a little bit about the Safe Mind training.
Yeah, sure. So it's a one-day teacher training package for primary and secondary school teachers on mild mood disorders and self-harm and self-injury. So it's an excellent package for schools and for the teachers, because it'll actually help the staff understand some of those issues that are being presented with them, and also helps understand where they can also seek professional help outside of the school and engagement of also in other group support meetings that can be available to them as well. So it's really helping the teachers, as you say, they're the ones who students are going to. So it's equipping the teachers with better information to help them.
Jason, we're almost out of time, but just before we do let you go, I'd love you to let our listeners know if there are any contact points or any place where they can get further information should they be interested in being involved in this space in some way, through their work or through their own personal experience. Who can they contact?
Yeah, sure. Look, the best way to do that will be effectively from Wednesday next week. We'll have all the details up online in terms of early start points. So it'll be through headspace.org.au, or you can just look up Headspace and give us a call, and our reception staff will be more than happy to direct them towards the people who are going to be establishing the program in partnership, obviously, with the Victorian government.
That's fantastic. It's a great initiative, and at some point, once you've had a bit of experience with the rollout of the program, we'd be very keen to actually have another conversation with you and just hear about how it's going, and also what are some of the lessons specifically for LGBTI young people and their families, of course, and their friends. Jason, thank you very much for your time this morning, and thank you for taking a bit of time out on this long weekend. I'm sure you've got better things to do. Have a great
Thanks
day.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you
okay,
very
guys.
Much.
Thank you.
Really important work. What do you think, Janet?
Oh, absolutely, and particularly the anti-bullying initiatives. We know that you know, where you know LGBT young people, trans young people, gender non-binary gender people are you know
greater risk.
Well and truly overrepresented when it comes to bullying, but also suicide and self-harm. So incredibly important work, and my experience is that you know there's a lot of work to do in educating people so that they understand those risks and they can see them and we can provide support.
And there you've got a collection of great organisations and the Victorian government putting more money into this space, $4.5 million, not to be sneezed at.
Incredibly important.
You know, training up people, supporting people, providing mental health.
But I think also we need to continue to resource our own communities so that we can provide that. I mean, no one does this for us. We need to do it for ourselves.
So that's right.
We need to get involved and we need to resource our own communities with programs so that we can educate mainstream organisations to do a better job.
Hi, this is John Borghetti's here at Virgin Australia. For 22 years, Joy has been the voice of the GLBTI community. Virgin is a proud sponsor of Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.